house was horrifying.
Well, clearly.
Right. Yes. But, right. But yes. The way he it was agonizing to read.
Well, and we're gonna have to go out
okay.
on that.
Okay.
But that's a great, I mean, the pith, you uh-huh. know, that's a good one. So, thank you all for listening, folks. And remember this, support your local independent bookstores, your independent reading series, and independent radio. Fourth Monday of every month, Poetry and Everything, 10 p.m. and thereafter, online. Good night.
Thanks.
You're listening to KBOO, Portland. It's 11 o'clock. The Sudden Radio Project tonight is going to play a compilation of pieces from the different radio theater pieces in July 2006, and it's called the Jambalaya Radio Theater.
That's right. You're listening to KBOO 90.7. This in here is the Kibu Jambalaya Radio Theater Playhouse. It's a kind of mixed up soup of all the radio theater here on KBOO. Why don't you sit on the porch and give yourself a listen to it, huh?
And this broadcast of the Grants Pass Kabuki Company production, A Streetcar Named Desire. This Kabuki production was first performed 30 years ago by the Medford Farmhand Operatic Symphony on this very day. Thus, this commemorative performance is in truth an anniversary celebration. While the orchestra comes back to the stage, we remind you to join us next week for another fine kabuki interpretation of Eugene O'Neill's Long Day's Journey into Night, running 13 hours and 17 minutes. Let us now begin Act 1, Scene 23 of Streetcar, in which Stanley explains the law to Blanche.
My sister, or you?
Soloskovich takes a bow. Dame Bubbles takes a bow. Mr. Grandowski, too, takes a bow. And now the entire company takes a bow. The curtain opens, and the stage manager comes out to take a bow. The lighting engineer steps out of the booth and takes a bow. And now, once again, Dame Bubbles. As Mr. Grandowski comes to the center stage and hands her a bouquet of lilies, takes a bow. Now joined by Maestro Soloskovich and the entire company, the stagehands take a bow, as does the announcer. The woman sitting in the first row takes a bow, and a man sitting in the box seat stands, taking a bow. Now the entire audience bows in unison with the entire company, including the ushers and valets, as we begin the next four lines from this gala anniversary performance of the Spook Bowl.
And for radio to relax your mind, body, and spirit, be sure to tune in the second Monday of every month on KBOO's Radio Theatre Hour for The Listeners.
Just another 5 minutes of your octopus massage and you should be done.
Gotta say, this is the finest massage I've ever had.
Well, you see, we've trained all of the octopi specifically for this task, and octopi are uniquely prepared to understand the human anatomy. They seem to have some sort of sixth sense related to muscle relaxation.
And they can massage every limb of my body at the same time. I've never had that before.
That's true.
It's quite a unique experience.
It's one of the benefits of gastropods.
Saves quite a bit of time as well.
It does. Did you realize that some octopi actually simulate running on two limbs?
Really?
To escape danger. Hank?
Oh. Open up in there! Open up!
Oh my god, it's the police.
My session's not over.
Hold on.
We know about you.
Hello, officer.
Hello, so-called doctor.
I'm...
So-called?
I'm just,
This man is a fraud.
What?
They're my pets.
You are practicing massage without a license. Suction massage at that.
I had to make a living somehow. Officer. Don't try and take it away from me, please.
Look. Officer, I can attest, despite this man's lack of credibility, he is the finest octopus massager I've ever had.
This man couldn't walk. He couldn't walk when he came in.
I came in a wheelchair, and I'm going to walk out of this office today because of this man.
Well, so-called doctor, I'm a little skeptical, considering all your other experiments. This man used to do massages with starfish.
That's right.
Sea monkeys.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
Sea horses.
Sea cucumbers.
Sea cucumbers.
Sea anemones.
That's right. And the Seattle Seahawks.
The whole team?
The whole team.
Oh, my.
I don't know how they ever agreed to that.
Come on, Copper. Just give it a try. Let me suck into shape with the old octopus here.
Lay down your gun, sir. Take off your pants.
Taking an awful risk here, but some reason, I'm enticed.
All right. Come on, Aki. Show them what you got.
Oh. Oh, my God.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
You're feeling it now.
I never would have believed it possible.
Tentacle power.
Tentacle power.
Oh, here comes the ink. Oh my god, what a mess.
Oh, I've reached nirvana.
Hello, Tanya. I just got back from the air room. They're still doing the pledge drive in there.
You're not even talking to me anymore, are you?
I'm trying not to. But I can't help it because we share an office.
If you have something to say, just say it.
All right.
Okay, say it.
It.
It. Say it.
It.
It. No, say what you're thinking.
What I'm thinking?
Yes.
You really want to know?
Yes.
I'm wondering if you'll loan me your dress.
Right now?
Right now. And your pumps.
Right here?
Right here, right now. I'll give you my bib overalls.
Can I have your stapler as well?
The stapler stays. That stapler was given to me by a program director from 10 years ago.
What about your number two pencil?
Come on. I could probably part with the number two pencil.
Okay, that's, here are my shoes.
Give me
here.
The shoes. Give me
one
them.
Shoe.
Put them
one
there.
There.
Oh,
there.
Yes.
Oh, they look beautiful,
see,
honey.
See, our feet are the same size. I knew it. Yes. I knew it. I've been looking at your feet for the last 2 years in this office.
Give me your pencil. I'll give you my dress.
Let me sharpen it first.
Oh, I've been looking at that pencil for 3 years.
Here you go, nice and sharp.
Okay.
Now the dress. Now the dress. Hurry. Hurry.
I had to zip it. Give unzip.
Give it.
Unzip.
I'll unzip it. Oh, yes. You used Downy.
Now I have nothing on. Except my cable sticker.
And your pencil. I better close the door.
Yes.
Children, I'm now going to pass out all the forms for the standardized tests that the federal government is forcing me to pass out to all of you. Now, as you know, my job is on the line.
I don't want to be left behind.
Based on the results of these tests.
I have to pee.
Now is no time to pee, Miranda. There will be no peeing for the next 3 hours.
There's a pee, yeah, it's part of new, no pee left
there
behind.
There is a question pee, but it comes after question O.
Oh.
Your paycheck is based on our performance?
What?
My job is based on your performance.
So we could get
well,
you fired?
Well, well,
now, you've all brought your number two pencils to class today?
I've got one, sure.
Everyone? Jimbo, have you got your number two pencil?
Yes.
Miranda, are you paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important that you fill in the little bubbles completely, not partially, using only your number two pencil. There will be no X's. There will be no going out of the lines.
I want to succeed.
Will you tell my parents I'm doing well if I do well on this?
Of course I will.
What will you do if I do bad?
Yeah, listen, what's in it for us?
Yeah, what do we get?
Well, your job's on the line here. What's it worth to you?
I would like a massage.
I'll give you a massage. I will give you a massage. If you score over 85%, I will massage the feet of every single one of you in this class.
All right.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay.
I want an extra recess.
I want to pee.
Miranda, go pee quickly. We've got 30 seconds before the test is supposed to start. Okay. And the big hand is on the 12th. And begin.
C.
What's a square root?
4.
I'm not allowed to help you with the questions now.
It's your job.
Maybe you should.
A train leaves Sacramento at 12 a.m.
A, B, C, D, E.
I'm going to the teacher's lounge to have a smoke. Don't cheat.
Okay, we won't. We won't, promise.
J goes before L.
Jersey.
M goes before S.
Oh, hello, Veronica. I see you're administering your test too, huh?
I'm sick and tired of this. I work my ass off 5 days a week with these kids. It's not my fault if they can't score over 85%. I've decided to move to Kansas City and join the circus.
What?
I'm going. I'm giving up before I even see these lousy results. I've just offered to massage the feet of every single one of those little rugrats, and I'm just not going to do it. I'm getting out of here. I'm moving to Kansas City.
Oh, my God. You're going to go back to your flame juggling act, huh?
Yeah. I was good at it. I mean, the scars on my hands have finally healed. I heard Nico's back on the circuit, too.
Nico's back?
Okay, okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment you've all been waiting for, yeah! It is Nico and Esmeralda!
Hello, all my little fans. It is Nico. I am the skinniest man in the world who will dive from the highest platform in the world into the smallest cup of water in the world. Yes, it is all true. Audience, are you ready to see me plummet to a certain death in a thimble of water? Yes, it is certainly my demise that I will fall, plummet headlong from 1,000 feet in the air from a very thin erector set-like platform that is blowing in the wind. I now will climb the intrepid tower to my final platform.
Nico, kiss me before you go.
All right, Babette, but no tongue.
I know you will do it.
I know I will do it too, because I am a skinny Frenchman.
I have put extra water in the cup.
No.
Just a little, just a millimeter, just a bit.
You know what that might do to my dive.
Oh no.
That extra millimeter of water could go up my large nose, possibly drowning me.
Talk to the audience a bit. I will get it out. I do not want to kill you, Nico.
No, I welcome the risk. No, you must let me go. Let me go so I can dive 1,000 feet down the erector set-like tower into the water-filled thimble.
Oh, what have I done? If he dies, I will never forgive myself.
I'm sure you will forgive yourself after a few years when you find a new love.
They are getting impatient. Go, Nico, go!
So I go. Okay, here I am on the platform. Yes, I can hear the thimble. The wind is stirring its aquatic contents. God, please, if you are listening, do a favor for a Frenchman. Let me survive the 1,000-foot plummet down the erector set-like tower into the water-filled thimble. Please, s'il vous plaît.
Hey, God.
Yeah?
I'm sorry. I know you're busy today.
Go ahead. I got a second.
There's this man on Earth. He's a circus character, Nico person. And he's supposed to die, basically, you know, in about a minute.
Yeah.
And I just, he just had a really great prayer. It was really sincere. He really, you know, it really felt like he really meant it. So, you know, I just wonder, you know, what you thought about.
Sure, give him a break. Give him a break. But keep an eye on him. And if he screws up, give him the hook. Give him the hook. He's out of there.
Okay. Did you get that fax that I sent you?
Which one?
The one from the...
It's probably too late. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Give something to the family. Let the kid pass the, you know, no
You've
child left behind.
You've got something on your shirt, God. What? You've got something on your shirt, God. Oh. It's just, it's a stain or something. I don't know.
And send my cleaner to hell.
Okay.
This is the last time this is going to happen.
Okay.
Nico. Nico. Nico.
Here it goes. I feel the call of gravity. Now it will pull my tiny little body. Goodbye, world. Hello, aquatic thimble. I did it.
Nico.
Yes, you can worship me. I will be here all summer long on the wharf.
Chief, what are you doing here?
I'm sucking down some whiskey.
How did you get into the massage parlor?
Crawled in through the vent because I was blaring drunk. I heard that there was rubbing alcohol here in the massage parlor.
Yeah, there is.
It's good to be the chief of police. No one can arrest you for anything.
Should try one of these octopi, chief. I didn't believe it myself, but they're amazing.
Slap it on me.
Here you go.
Oh. Whoa. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Chief?
Oh, that was just Ray.
I told you.
Throw all four of them on me. Let's go for the gusto.
Quadro octopod?
Quadro octopado. You got it.
All right, Chief.
Hand me my drink.
Here you go.
All right, Octopi. This is the Chief of Police, and you're under sucker arrest, so get on me. Oh, my God!
Chief! Oh, my God! Never seen anything like this.
There was a battle at land and sea.
Is this a true story?
Don't you want to hear?
Not if it's not real.
The Battle of Mars.
Never heard of it.
I see.
I can't believe you were in the Navy. What drag. If you said, Desert Storm or something, that really happened, you know?
No, Jane, I wasn't in Desert Storm.
Jesus, can't I tease back? I don't like the dark.
Light some more candles.
No, it's okay. I just don't like to be alone in the dark.
Oh, I like the dark. The way it's dark on a moonless sea in March at the end of the watch, and you take that darkness down below and into the hammock with you and sink down into your dream.
You slept in a hammock? I don't believe this.
The problem with believing is, never mind. Maybe it's not dark enough for you.
Well, I didn't mean to be...
I'm not TV. My apologies.
No, Auntie, I'm sorry. Go on.
About what?
Whatever you want. We're stuck here until the power goes back on.
What do you want?
I don't know. I don't know any jokes. You can tell your Navy stories.
Aboard the Courage, the men told jokes after supper. The same ones over and over, usually.
Courage?
Oh, what else would you want your ship called? When your life depends on her. Her beams, her tackle. How she'll take the wind.
Wind?
What better name for a tall ship than Courage? We needed it at Mars. Now that was about land and sea, with the sails full and the prow churning blue and leaving it white behind us. And as we rounded the point, we couldn't have known the fort was taken and the lads were slain and our cargo draining away, but ho, we tacked into the tiny bay where Ma's fort stood, and we dropped anchor, and the captain, he ordered the skiff, so I sent them on their way, and halfway to shore was he when the batteries opened fire. 12 black guns, flashing red and then black again, and the first ball smashed our captain and his skiff to splinters. So the captain's dead with the anchors down and the low sun's in our eyes. And we ran in fast with the tide, which had no reason to turn for 2 hours, and a stiff breeze at my back, and I wondered, what will First Lieutenant Hales do? And the boom and the smell of smoke, and we unable to bring our broadsides to bear. And the fort guns of Mars are blazing away, the balls smashing the deck rails. Then Captain Hales starts screaming an order. But a spar snapped and swung into his neck, and snapped it with a sound like a mop handle broken in two, and he never screamed again. So there I was at Mars, and I took command, and I saw only one way. I ordered the other skiff and all the marines to board, and we rode like madmen through the splinters and smoke, straight for the bloody sun and the flashing guns. We gained the shore, and I felt the brown sugar sand slipping beneath our boots of her. And since the road was guarded, we scrambled up the sandstone cliff with its 12 black mouths flashing red and a tearing Courage to pieces.
Then what?
They sent sharpshooters to the roof, and the road blockers charged down below and picked off one of my marines. To the smallest man, Runt, we called him, I say. When that cannon you're so there was only one way. And pushing the cannon out of our way with a desperate heave, and we hear a man smashed with a club. Then a thud. And the thick smoke and the smell of booze charge us, and we cut those pirates down easy enough, with they being undisciplined and bleared with drink. But Runt lay dead at my feet, and no time to mourn. And so we were 10. On we go, and up the stairs to the roof, and we shoot their sharpshooters, and then we shoot their men below, and they shoot back at us, and we were 5. So we rush to the cargo rooms, and more of them shoot before they run like cowards out and down the long, white, dusty road. And we let them go. For now, we were 3. 3 of us who fought land at the Battle of Mars and lived to tell it.
What was the cargo?
Gold.
Really?
Liquid gold, rum. A king's ransom in rum. And we kept a little for ourselves, and we buried our dead. And we sailed home, where the king condescended to hang a medal around my neck. And that's the story of the Battle of Mars.
Whoa. That's pretty good, Auntie. But is it really true?
As long as it's dark, it's true.
And now it's time for the Ubu selection of the Jambalaya. Instead of bringing you something new and original and different and creative, we're just gonna slag off on the listeners. Unused pieces, outtakes, and other stuff from the last Ubu production, which was called...
Capitalist Manifesto.
Meets the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, we have... scene one. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do scene one.
are we ready to go?
Go.
That's right. Excitement and fantasy with Munchkins and... Sorry.
That's loud. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. I want you and your
wife right away on Dorothy. One, go.
I messed up. I don't have...
My pretty, and your little dog, too.
I don't have... Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see. Sorry.
Next line.
You want me to stop it?
That person could be a terrorist.
Of course, people do go both ways.
What was that? The Munchkins. The little people who live in this land, it's Munchkin Land.
Is it okay to come out? Is it okay to come out now?
It's all right. You may all come out and stand.
Yay!
Come out and stand. Come on. Wherever you are.
All right, get them all.
Dark and creepy.
Yeah, we know our cause is just.
Why, you're nothing but a great big coward.
Dark.
Yeah, we know our cause
creepy.
Is just.
Pay no attention to that
man behind the curtain. Yeah, we know our cause
dark.
Is just.
Pay no creepy. Attention to that man behind
the curtain. Yeah, we know our cause is just.
Terrorists. Creepy. Pay no attention to that man behind
the curtain. Yeah, we know our cause is just. 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 Yeah, we know our cause is just.
I don't believe you.
Creepy. Yeah, we know our cause is just.
You're a very bad man.
Yeah, we know our cause is just.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, we know our cause is just.
Creepy. You're a very bad man.
How can you tell if someone is a terrorist?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have no idea. This is going to be fun to listen
really
to.
Great. I know, I can't wait to hear it.
4 here. You're C-Rex.
Yep. How can you tell if someone is a terrorist?
But I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
That person could be a terrorist.
But I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
Really is. 7, top of 7.
Oh, they're all white.
wonderful.
What's the page number?
Oh, Doc. Well, it starts with DR. You're perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Up next, the Uber Hour is proud to bring you the cab. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, William, caught you. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, William,
okay, good, good.
You?
Who's it? Oh, me?
Perfect.
In my state of the union, or state, my speech to the nation.
Whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully. And America needs a military where our best and brightest are proud to serve and proud to stay.
You're a very bad man.
Oh! Yet we know our cause is just.
Oh! Oh!
Capitalist Manifesto.
Oh, William, caught you. Oh.
Nice.
If you're a single mother with two children, and you're working hard to put food on your family.
Capitalist Manifesto.
Question asked. Is our children learning?
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country. See, I don't think you can be.
Of course, people do go both ways.
That person could be a terrorist.
The Iraqi regime has violated all of those obligations. It possesses and produces chemical and biological weapons.
Shame on you!
It is seeking nuclear weapons.
I don't believe you!
We know that the regime has produced thousands of tons of chemical agents.
Shame on you!
Including mustard gas, sarin nerve gas, VX nerve gas.
I don't believe you!
That person could be a
terrorist!
Dark.
It sounded like she was
creepy.
Enjoying the torture.
Yeah. Well, you're nothing but a great big coward.
Oh! 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 Ow!
Terrorists!
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain!
Since Iraq has stockpiled biological and chemical weapons, and is rebuilding the facilities used to make more of those weapons.
I don't believe you!
The Iraqi regime is required to...
Is that Merrick again?
I'm not sure if
I'm
Merrick or...
I'm Demo.
Oh, whoops, no, I take it back. I was saying Narrator 3 and translated it to Dem 3 because I'm insane. Okay.
No, did I do that right? Or am I... Page 5? Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading ahead and I didn't take that off. It's okay. So you get two of those. Okay.
Okay.
Nazi youth.
So maybe like an Oz voice, maybe?
Like kind of authoritative but calm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give us a countdown so we're all at the same time. I'm confused. We were the same people that we were before then.
Right, right. And you were there and you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ouch!
Get out the flaming...
Why don't just somebody jab you in the ribs with a pin? Let us stomp your... Let's stomp your toes, right?
No, this was before...
Think of Liza and talk slower.
Yeah.
Also discovered through intelligence that Iraq has a growing fleet of manned and unmanned aerial vehicles.
That's good. That's wonderful.
Capitalist Manifesto.
It could be used to disperse chemical or biological weapons across broad areas.
parroting out the lies of his cabal.
We're concerned that Iraq is exploring ways of using these UAVs for missions targeting the United States.
That's you and me.
That's just
I just give him extra stuff to add in to the outtake. Yeah, we know how you work.
Our intelligence officials estimate that Saddam Hussein had the materials to produce as much as 500 tons of sarin, mustard, and VX nerve agent.
Shame on you! I don't believe you!
In such quantities, these chemical agents could also kill untold thousands.
Parroting out the lies of this cabal of henchmen.
Oh, shit, hold on. Start again.
In such quantities, these chemical agents...
Oh, I can't hear anything on these headphones, can I?
...could also kill untold thousands.
I know! There's actually... Oh, never mind.
Can you want to do it?
Capitals!
But it's not a sulfur.
There is, but I couldn't sit.
Of course,
there.
People do go both ways.
Says Remy Dunn.
I love it.
It works. Dummy
it works
spell.
Both ways.
Yeah, that's yeah. Dummy dumb spell is perfect. Yeah.
The only. I don't know if it's gonna fit in. Really? All right. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Should I be nicer to him because he's my husband?
You the boss. Hello, Steppen.
Well, you know what, Liam? She's
my honey. He's my husband.
Close. Let's keep that one off the air.
Well, you know, both of those people, there should be somebody here.
Okay, okay.
Well, again,
oh, because I'm one of the all, and you're going to put it in there? You're going to layer that?
Nuts.
Okay. No. But Remy, okay. That... Oh, I thought it was... okay. What's that?
We make the decisions, and then you decide what our decisions... What you decide.
There's okay. A dot. Like, oh, maybe I'm supposed to keep talking and somebody cuts me off. Okay.
I'm not. I don't want to...
And what is the feeling here when she says, oh, why don't you come along?
Inside this detention center.
Okay.
Creepy.
No. Sorry, okay.
Why, you're nothing
tell
but a great
me
big
what
coward.
You want, okay.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
No, I sound like an old woman.
I don't know where I am today.
Rings around the rosy if I was feared. Well, the last to go.
No talk about
me. Tricky little bastard.
This is good, Ross. From what I can get, just the brief. All right. Ready? You know what I did? I turned away from the microphone. Okay, ready? Sorry.
Oh, they're all wonderful. Oh, William, caught you? Oh.
Yeah, you scared the shit out of them. You're like, oh my god, they got too far this time. Because I thought it was coming from the hearing room.
Look. Here's someone who can help you.
Capitalist Manifesto.
Why, if I had a brain, I could...
On Friday, I stood up and said, I don't appreciate...
Why, if I had a brain,
yeah,
I could...
Yeah, we know our cause is just...
Confirming with the flower.
Consulting.
The speculation about Don Rumsfeld. He's doing a fine job. I strongly support him.
If I only had a brain...
I have strong confidence in Don Rumsfeld. I hear the voices, and I read the front page.
Every riddle for any individual.
In trouble or in pain.
And I know the speculation.
With the thoughts.
You'd be thinking you could be an operator if you only had a brain.
But I'm the decider, and I decide what is best. And what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
Mr. Lincoln, if you only had a brain.
But I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
If you only had a brain.
Tell me why.
If you only had a brain.
The old folks in a show.
If you only had a brain. If you only had a brain.
And then I'd sit and think some more.
Addie Helm, up on every toe! It's a twister! It's a twister!
No.
Oh. Yeah, this has been the capitalist.
Capitalist Manifesto!
Meets the Wizard of Oz.
This has been the Ubu Hour.
The Ubu.
The Ubu, oh. Sorry.
Yeah. section of the jambalaya where we gave you all a bunch of stuff off the cutting room floor.
Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth?
Sorry about that. We didn't.
William? Caught you?
What excuse can I give? I don't know. It's the summer. I don't know. What the hell? Can we cut the tape, please?
Yes.
Can we cut the tape, please? Cut the tape.
Say
goodbye,
Toto.
The Ubu Hour.
Yes, yeah. I'm ready.
Go ahead and let us alone.
Close your eyes.
Afraid, huh?
That person could be a terrorist. The Ubu Hour.
Oh, that was fun.
Great.
Sorry about that. I wasn't present.
We rolled back and forth in the lower berth, riding to Racine. Ka-chink, ka-chink. In the dark. Ka-chink, ka-chink. Made love to it while anonymous towns went by. Ka-chink, ka-chink. The strap for the closed upper berth banged against the berth itself. Ka-flap. We banged against the window all night. Shiny metal folding sink jostled in its latch. Our harmony. Tink, tink, tink. Where is she now?
In the trolley, toward the French Quarter, sticking to the leather seat, locals greeted each other. Hey, where you at? When he boarded, his hat smelled like wet straw. He had a wrapped muffaletta with fresh, aromatic boudin, calamatas, mortadella. At each stop, the brass bell reverberated. Through the white cotton dress, her dark skin glistened. With a flat palm, she touched the top of her floppy, broad-rimmed hat as we pulled up, and struck a regal pose like any dancer awaiting music. Would her rim rise in the breeze, exposing her eyes? Would she look up? Silence. Rustle of the Spanish moss.
Snow's getting deep out there, ain't it, Clem?
Yep, and the wind kicking up, too. Getting worse. Now the chicken gone. Hope it leaves us some for the spring.
Did you see it?
Nope. But I've seen tracks. Plenty of tracks.
Oh, make sure you lock the door, Clem.
I don't think you have to worry none, Louise. It won't come here. It's almost full grown now. It knows what it's become, and I think come spring it may head up north.
And?
And nothing. It may go up north, off the lake, into the mountains.
But the storm, Clem, and we're so remote out here. Maybe we should have moved closer to the city. I wish I thought we was doing the right thing.
30 miles is close enough for me. We don't want none of them people out here nosing into our business. We got everything we need here. Food and livestock. What's that I smell?
Cabbage and potatoes. Why don't you take off them wet things and sit here near the fire?
Cabbage. I'm never going to get used to this farm food. How am I supposed to eat this stuff year after year?
I thought maybe you would get used to it. Farming is a poor living, Clem, and cabbage is a poor food. We're poor. We've been here a long time, and we've been eating like poor farmers. After all this time, Clem, I'm almost used to it.
Used to it? I'll never get used to it. I got hope, that's all.
I guess I just don't mind it as much as you do. Clem, when we first came here so long ago, I thought maybe I couldn't get used to it. The life, this place, this way of living. But I knew there was no other place for us to go. I knew we had to make the best of it. Just like you, I wish we had stayed. I sure hope we done right.
It don't do no good to go recollecting, Louise. We're here now, and it don't look like we're going back anytime soon. We just have to make the best of it. We just have to wait. There will be another time, Louise. You know the prophecy. I know it will come. We've done the right thing. The race, Louise, the race got to live on.
I wish I knew for sure they were coming. It's so lonesome for them out there.
We just got to remember. Don't give up. I'll never get used to this food.
Do you see it?
Nope. I can feel it. Can't you?
Yes. More than you, probably. Like it was with us. Do you think... Is it still human?
Like I said, there were plenty of tracks in the chicken coop. Its other limbs must be larger now. There was a scraping in the snow, like it was dragging...
Clem, it weren't ready for change.
Dragging a limb. Dragging a limb, I noticed broken scales on the coop, stuck to the chicken wire and on the floor. The place was full of the green, oily secretions. The whole building was twisted out of its shape, almost crumbling. I put the other chickens in the barn.
It's almost full grown. We will join the others soon. It will leave here and not come back next winter.
I know. There's no other way. Soon, a few chickens won't be enough. When it hunts what it will hunt, people will come and people will kill it. The mountain lakes are its only hope. We've done good, Louise. It's a good specimen.
Sometimes when you rest at night, I sit by the window and watch it move about in the moonlight, lumbering and half-crawling in the old way, across the field after a wolf or some mountain lion. Once in a while, it will bring an animal up close to the house and get all hunched down to eat. A great iridescent tower, a shimmering scale, small horns, olivine appendages. Sometimes if I get to watching and whisper to it in the moonlight, a great oval-shaped antediluvian eyes will look up at the house. And it wants to know why, Clem. It wants to belong.
You're forgetting yourself. It won't change nothing by wishing. It can't stay human. That's not possible now. The ancient texts were lost long ago. But the passage is coming soon. It must wait, just as we have to wait. And when the passage opens, and all the others flood into this world through the great depths, it will understand why we are the way we are, out of our true form, and why it has been born differently, in the natural way. Then it will belong. We will join them, too. We must be patient, Louise. It must forge its own path in the hills with its own kind.
Listen.
What is that? The ancient tongue? I can't make it out.
No, Clem. It's speaking human language. Trying to remember the lips and tongue. Trying to make words, Clem. Words.
But what? I can't. What's it saying?
Mother. Mother. It don't understand. It's leaving us, Clem. Going to join its brothers and sisters in the mountains. It's leaving us for good.
There it will be safe, Louise, until the great passage. Rest easy. We did our best. Come over to the fire and finish your supper. Louise! Louise, where are you going? There ain't nothing to do out there. Louise, listen to it. Come back. It's confused. It don't know what. Louise! Where are you? I can't... Louise, come back! Louise! Louise! Oh, my God, what have you done? No, don't stop. Don't. You don't understand. We had to do it this way. You are the next generation. The passage will open soon, and you will be free of this place. Your kind will take over. No, wait, stop. No, no. Ah!
Am I not supposed to know he's been cheating on you? Is this our stop? No, next one. Everyone knows except you. Well, what do we talk about then? The sweaty bald man sitting here has a teenager-like pungency. Cheating. My legs feel like concrete posts. Should exercise. Cheating. Let's try the egg roll cart today. I'm not in the mood for a dripping burrito again. Cheating, I wonder. Would you want me to be the one to tell you?
Finally, we are out.
Out? Speak for yourself. I thought we were inside, finally.
No, we were in before, but now we are out. I mean, just look at the place. Doesn't it look out to you?
I don't know. What is out supposed to look like? I think we're still in. I mean, it is a question for debate. Say, I had an aunt who was out of it. Then we'd have to put her in her place, which is the same as putting her away. Suppose that every time she was out, we put her in. We put her inside. We put her away inside. A can of peas. Well, then put the peas away, Charlotte.
You don't have an aunt. And even if you did, she might still be inside, but out at the same time.
Inside out?
Pretend I had a can of peas. Let's say I took them to the North Pole. Let's say, just for the sake of argument, I never opened them, but I took them to the North Pole and left them there.
You don't open them?
Right, I don't open them.
Let's say.
Right, just for the sake of...
Why would you leave a can of peas at the North Pole? Don't you like peas?
Of course I like peas. One of my neighbors in the neighborhood, a neighbor of mine, a person I neighbored with once outside, opened a can of peas and opened the hood of the car and started the car. And then, you won't believe this, you'll never guess.
Put the peas on the radiator to warm them. Were the peas opened?
Well, just for the sake of argument, let's say they were. They were still out in the can, inside and out simultaneously.
Was it day or night?
In between, neither.
Were you in Alaska?
No.
Sweden?
No. It doesn't make any difference. You see my point.
Yes, I see your point. But if you comb your hair the right way, you can hide it.
The right way?
Have you ever tried to comb your hair the left way? Over left, left over, a left comb over, a bad left comb over that blows up to the right when the wind takes it by surprise.
So that it looks like floating seaweed. Yes, I've seen it. One foot doesn't know what the other foot is doing. That's the trouble. How does it go?
She sits and drinks her milk on the stoop. A man comes up and asks her for directions to, let's say, Hawthorne. A dog barks the answer, since she doesn't know, so the man walks off. The sun is covered by a cloud for a moment. The man looks back, but the dog wants a cut of the milk. Do you think she should get some?
A percentage.
Not math, no. The dog just wants some. It's an ethics question.
Canine ethics. I was sick that day. I missed that class.
You missed getting class, period. But a dog deserves its milk, especially if it knows how to get to Hawthorne from St. Helens. Especially if...
Your serve.
Aha, now we're out. It's obvious.
How can you say that? I don't feel any differently than before, except that now you are me and I'm you, except that there is a little bit more blue here, and I can smell pasta primavera, and I can see my mother's face clear as a bell, except that there is a slight pain in my left ankle, except that I don't know what to do, and before I did, except that now I feel the best place to be is not out or in, but on the threshold.
You are a product of our times. How clearly I see that now. 2 minutes ago, you told me there was pasta primavera on the inside, and your mother's face, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, for your information, it was green. I think you're colorblind, by the way. What color is that?
Orange.
Wrong. That.
Mauve.
Wrong again. That.
Pink. Cold pink.
Wrong still. That.
Happy.
That.
Depressed.
That.
Contemplative.
That.
Excited. Oh, what's the use? It won't make me play the cello any better.
Maybe. Let's see.
See, I told you. Now see what you've done?
What?
I've gone and gotten pasta primavera on the cello.
What are you doing?
Looking for the threshold.
I'm at my threshold. I've got to warn you.
Careful. Go softly there. Loose lips sink ships.
Hush. What do you say we go out? Or in? And try again. What does the sign say over the door?
The red one?
It's orange. What does it say? Entrance?
It says through.
Through? Through? You know what? I think we are.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank all of our contributors tonight who gave us little samples of their pieces from the radio theater here on KBOO. We'd like to invite you to come on and sit down and listen to this stuff every Monday night at 11 o'clock p.m. because we've got radio theater here on KBOO at 11 o'clock. This here is the KBOO Jambalaya Radio Theater Playhouse. We sure as heck hope you had a darn good time, and we hope you'll join us again sometime. Well, good night, all. Good night to you. It's 90.7, that's right. Yeah, KBOO, that's right. Get on home now. Bye.
Have you seen KBOO's Fuzzy Boo Van? It's a giant furry blue Muppet mobile that brings music and joy wherever it's found in Portland and across the region. We're having a contest this summer. If you spot the van, post a picture on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the hashtag Fuzzy Boo, and you'll be entered to win a chance to have Fuzzy Boo at your event, as well as other prizes. Each picture you take is another chance to win. For more info and clues on where to find the van, go to kboo.fm/fuzzyboo.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Onion Music Fest on July 28th and 29th at Sunnyside Outdoor Events. The second Onion Music Fest is a celebration of personal expression and community with 2 days and nights of music and camping featuring Onion the Man, La Rivera, The Odd Tet, Meat Creature, and many more. Again, that's the Onion Music Fest on July 28th and 29th at Sunnyside Outdoor Events, 30303 Northeast 10th Street in Washougal, Washington. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
Tiki Cha-Cha Club Club.
As I crawl into the studio, those aren't cufflinks, those are curb feelers. As I crawl into that big chair and get up into that high place, where I'm always high, and look out upon the world and think this. I'm going to be here now. With that magical cha-cha club. It's the wacky cha-cha club, or the tongue-in-cheeky cha-cha club, or the kishy cha-cha club, or the hippie cha-cha club. And now we're laying it down on the table. Lay it right down there. And tell you once and for all, you're listening to the Tiki Cha-Cha Club. Taking elevator music to new heights and turning cheese into souffle right here at the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.